comes sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome to the Okla Ed Podcast Rewind, Review, Re-whatever. And today we're going to be talking all things Okla Ed Camp. Hosting today with me is Aaron Barnes.
Woo! You can find me on the Twitters at E-L-Y-N-N-L-L-L.
So clever.
I know.
Also hosting today, the amazing Ann Beck.
Hello, good morning. And you can find me on the Twitters at MRSBECK25. I always spell out the miss because everybody thinks it's MS and that upsets my husband. So it is MRS.
We don't want to upset the better half of the Beck family for sure. Joining us tonight.
You're upsetting him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm the better half.
Sorry, I misspoke.
It's okay.
Also joining us later today, hopefully, will be John Atchley, and you can catch him on the Twitters at Johnny Curriculum, J-O-N-N-Y Curriculum. Johnny and Annie were our hosts for the chat topic from this past week at Camp OKC.
And they did such a good job. I mean, I felt like this Twitter chat was electric this week. Did you think so?
I thought it was a good chat, and I feel like any time we have a chat that involves the greater Okla Ed community in general, it's on fire.
Absolutely. Especially with a topic like this, when we own our own learning and we're going to a conference where we decide what we're going to learn about, and having that much enthusiasm a week before just carries over into that Saturday. So I think it was amazing Sunday night as well.
I think so too. Aaron, question one.
Question one, what makes you so excited to attend Ed Camp? I saw that you had put at Rachel Lukey's answer on there. Do you want me to give you my answer or read her answer and then tell you my answer?
Give me your answer.
Okay, I really am excited to see my friends. Is that horrible? And I know Johnny had also put learning stuff and friends. It's a tie. But I get to see all of you guys, and you're all on the other side of the state, and I don't know, getting together with you guys just re-energizes me every single time.
It's really fun to do that, to see people that you only chat with on the interwebs.
Definitely, yeah, because we sometimes use virtual tools because we want to collaborate. We're not all in the same room, but sometimes with the technology, we become our own little islands in it, and we definitely have to have a day where we see face-to-face and get to hang out and collaborate and talk. Because no matter what, just like, you know, I think some of the fear with the technology rising is they will replace the teacher. Nothing will ever replace the face-to-face. Just, and it's something we look forward to every year because we all are all so busy and we get to catch up with each other through the Twitters and things, but nothing will ever replace that face-to-face. And sometimes it's the only time of year some of us are all in the same room. So that's what I'm looking forward to, too.
It'll be fun. It's interesting to see how, through Okla Ed, so many people have made created friends all over Oklahoma and have sustained those friendships through Twitter and virtually, and how exciting it is to be at the Ed Camps.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize for cutting you off there, but wasn't Okla Ed created at an Ed Camp?
Yes, it was, Aaron. It sure was. It was created at the very first Ed Camp in 2013 at UConn. There were several of us all in a room, and, you know, at the time we had, like, Ed Chat that was every Tuesday night, some other chats popping up that were more subject and age particular, and I believe Mr. Heim and Dan Kupra and Toby Brown and I were all kind of sitting there and say, hey, why can't we do this just for Oklahoma educators? And we started that next Sunday, and we have not missed a Sunday chat since 2013, except for this year at Christmas. And even then, I will have to say Mr. Heim still tried to push us to have it, and I had to say, we got to draw a line somewhere. Like Christmas, so we had a week-long chat that Christmas. So technically, we really didn't miss one. Dr. Cullen here at OU did a grant writing week for Monday through Friday instead of having it on that Sunday of Christmas. And so, yes, it was. It's a long explanation of it, but yep, we're very proud that we are weekly and we've never missed one. That's huge to say how dedicated and passionate our Oklahoma educators are.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the tweets that I focused in on during this first question was came from Rachel Lukzek, and she is at Rachel Lukey. She said, learning from educators who are already in the field using technology in and other tools in their classrooms. And I thought that was interesting. I don't know Rachel, but it sounds like maybe she could be a pre-service teacher or...
That's what I was thinking.
Or fresh out of teacher college. So that's exciting that she is looking forward to just really picking the brains of the older folks.
I'm going to look her up really quick because we do have a lot of pre-service teachers that join our chats.
We do.
And so I'm going to see if I can see if that is a pre-service teacher. Because that's awesome when they get in. They start by doing it because a lot of us say, hey, this is going to be part of your requirement for, you know, getting professional development. And it's always fun to see how many of those first-year teachers continue to go on even after they're not required to attend or to contribute. They find so much value in it because that's where the cool people are, is what they say.
Yeah, indeed. Question two is, what are you hoping to learn about at EdCamp OKC?
And why don't you start this one?
I'm hoping to, I think that we're seeing, I've gotten a lot of phone calls from administrators and school districts. I think we're seeing a huge push of a lot of devices. A lot of schools are doing some big rollouts next year. Norman Public Schools doing a huge rollout. Several other schools are trying to implement BYODs and getting carts of things. We have a lot of teachers that are apprehensive about it. They're scared. They, you know, want to be supported in it. And with funding, that professional development is definitely on the back burner of most schools to be able to afford. So I'm really hoping to get in and talk with some of those school districts and see how the university can help them, and also talk about what, you know, they see there. You know, a lot of times we don't ask the teachers what devices they want to be using. Administrators just purchase them, and it's a blanket. So I'm really interested in hearing from those teachers and seeing their conditions being outside of the K-12 school now in higher ed. I don't get to hear that as much, and I always want to stay relevant. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is listening, see, hear what kind of devices are out there, what kind of support, you know, they need, and what I can learn from them as far as what they're doing in the classroom that will help the pre-service teachers here that I can bring back.
Wow, great answer. I think for me, I am really hoping to learn more about podcasting. Obviously, we're doing this podcast. Scott is taking the brunt of the work on himself. I'd like to be able to help on some of that. But I've got another podcast, and we're 4 episodes deep, and I cannot figure out how to get it onto iTunes. So I was going to pick Wes and Scott's brain about where to put this data so I can get it off of my computer now.
Yeah, getting it off your computer makes room for other podcasts that you could do, Aaron.
Indeed. What are you looking forward to, Scott?
I'm looking forward to, I also want to chat about podcasts. I've tinkered with mine, and we've started doing this one, but I feel like there's a lot there that I don't know. I feel like the these types of conversations can be great professional development for teachers. So I want to know how can we best get these podcasts to teachers for them to listen to. A lot of us have some sort of commute, and this podcast and the other one that I do, I try to keep under 30 minutes so that you can listen to it on your commute or on your way home, and then or to school and then home from school if it's 15 minutes. So that's my thinking. Josh Flores does a podcast where he calls a podcast on your plane, so he wants teachers to be able to listen to it on a planning period. And so his podcasts are really close to the 50 and 60 minute mark. So I just want to learn more about some of that. How can we get teachers to use it? Heather Johnson, Teaching Elements, said nothing in particular. That's something about EdCamps. So you can decide where to go when you get there.
No, I like that. And I saw that Dr. Terry Cullen from OU said that she would love to have a discussion about innovation and genius hour type activities, which I found Lady Wolf 2014, Sarah had said, yes, we attempted this and totally blew it. It makes me wonder if they started this conversation at an ed camp and then it just didn't go anywhere, maybe, and not enough people were there to get the conversation going. But I'd like to see how they do this year.
That Lady Wolf, she's always on the hunt for something super cool to do with her school, man. Always.
Wonder if that's why she's a wolf. I know timber wolves for Thomason because she's at Thomason, but, you know, the wolf part could be... I don't know. Maybe we need to make an Oakland wolf pack. I like that idea. Ooh. That's completely, totally off topic, but that could totally be a hashtag. So, yeah, and Dr. Colin is really wanting to get breakout EDU boxes for our pre-cert teachers and having us do workshops on those. So that would be one thing that I would also want to collaborate on if that's something one of our faculty members is pushing here. That we did one at the Ed Camp Foundation. But to host it and to get the supplies, I'd absolutely love to hear from those people who've made their own. So I know that you can purchase them, but I like ones that, you know, people have made their own too. So that would definitely be a great topic. And I think there's a big push too, again, from a lot of schools, the makerspace. You know, it's been going on at several schools around the state the last couple of years. And other schools are, and other libraries are catching on. I was actually at a Norman school yesterday where we did a one-day makerspace and just let the students come in and explore and create with stop motion and certain parts of technology, but also arts and crafts and making stories with some of the things that they've done in class. And so that would be a great conversation for a lot of people who are hearing the word makerspace. I know we've heard it going on for a couple of years now, but we have a lot of people in Oklahoma. This is the first that they've heard of it, and that conversation would be definitely probably on the board several times.
Yep. Good. All right. Question number three. Explain to all the newbies the rule of 2 feet.
So this is a pretty easy one, isn't it, Aaron?
I think so. The rule of 2 feet is get up and go. If it is not what you thought it was, if it turns into a preach session, which I've been in before, you just get up and go. And we'll get to it later, but this is my favorite question. There was so much sass. I don't know how we picked one tweet to put in here. Dina Rogers, who's Dina at underscore Rogers, says, if it's not what you thought the session would be, use your 2 feet and go find a different one. And I thought that was great.
That's like a sum up, basically. And hers was more... specifically to the point, sort of professional, but there, like you said, Aaron, there was some sass with that one, like, get out, you know?
Well, I think as educators in a professional community, we're not really allowed, or we want to be nice. You know, we've sat through a lot of sessions where our kids have presented, and I've thought about getting up and leaving because that was not what I told them to do. The rule of 2 feet has definitely ruined me to regular conferences. And honestly,
apply to other conferences though too.
Well, it does for me now. the conversational style of Ed Camp as well has ruined me for other conferences. There have been presenters. I was sitting at, I think it was Podstock in Kansas, and Jeb Elpepper was giving this presentation about iBooks, and I just start asking questions in the middle of his presentation, and then I realize I was fresh off of an Ed Camp and probably should have let him go through his presentation before I started asking those questions. But then, you know, just getting up and leaving, if it's not what you thought it was, is probably one of the more liberating experiences you can have in your own professional development building.
And I think it's important, too, sometimes when we have a lot of new people, is if there's only one person dominating the conversation, I think it makes a good impact. If, you know, you're not involved in that conversation, you need to go to a session that is, even if it is a good conversation, you know, Ed Camps are about getting in the room and listening more to one person. And so when I've talked to people who've been, you know, new to Ed Camp, that's one thing. It's like, if you get into one where they start pulling up a PowerPoint and they start, and there's one person talking, you're not going to a real Ed Camp session. You're going to a conference session. And so even if you like that conversation, if you're seeing that, you're not learning from everybody, and you're going to go to another room on a conversation that may not have been your first topic to go to, but if there is more than one person talking in there, you're going to make connections, you're going to make friends, you're going to have, you know, a PLN for life. But when you're sitting in a room not talking, just one person's talking, you need to, and I'm bad about that because I'm just a talker, but you need to get up and get out so you can go to a session that more than one person is facilitating, and because that's where the magic happens.
All right, I got up and left. What was that? No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
No, you're not. I see you on camera. You didn't blink.
Did you just use the rule of 2 feet, Erin?
I did on a podcast. I don't think that's legal.
Just kidding.
And I think Wes Fryer also had said something along the lines of the room is the Ed Camp. And so I think there's a lot of importance in that as well because you know, like you were saying, and it's the conversation that happens inside the room. It's the conversation that happens inside the room, and it's not the one person dominating that conversation.
Well, and if you're not learning anything in that session, why are you there? If you're not able to get your questions answered, why are you there? You know, if you're not able to get more, even if you know things about that conversation, you went there to be, you know, kind of to give your help. If you're not getting better, then there's no reason to be there.
Right. I agree. So Absolutely. Why do you think the rule of 2 feet is important?
Because you need to be selfish on your professional development. I think sometimes we take things because we don't want to be disrespectful when really this is, and especially on an Ed Camp, when it's your Saturday, you're not required to be there by your district. It's something you've chosen to do. The rule of 2 feet is so important because if you're not getting anything out of it, you are comfortable enough to get up and go somewhere you are, because it has to be about what you're learning. You have to own your own learning. It's not about other people's feelings. It just has to be very selfish. Professional development just has to be very selfish in that aspect. And that's why Ed Camps work, is because we're allowed to be selfish and people can't look at us funny.
So true. I've been in schools before where, you know, you adopt a curriculum or you adopt some sort of a program, and that vendor has professional development hours they need to give you every year. And every year you hear the same professional development and you think, what am I doing here? This is the same presentation as last year. And this is not that. This is not a vendor coming in, giving you their presentation. This is you. And especially in Oklahoma right now, the climate is so anti-teacher. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our learning as much as possible. And the rule of 2 feet, I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. If you aren't getting anything out of it, there's no reason for you to be there.
Yeah, I agree 100% with everything you guys just said. Justin Mann, on Twitter is at jman405, said the answer to this question is to not waste anyone's time, yours specifically. Get the tools and tips you need for your classroom/building.
And at Chris Paradise said dual purpose, learn more by going to more sessions, waste less time in places where you don't need to be.
And that was followed up with Megan Lloyd, who is the Okla Ed Rainbows and Unicorns lady. And she said, because Ed Camp is all about you. And she probably said it with a hair toss, I would imagine.
Well, and I'm pretty sure she wanted to put Ed Camp is all about me.
Yeah.
Just because I could see her with her personality like that. It is all about you. It is all about Megan. It is all about Scott. It's all about Anne. It's all about you. Make it what you want it to be.
Indeed. Question 5, who are you looking forward to seeing at Ed Camp OKC?
Well, I saw you put my answer down there at Elin LLL. That was a loaded question. I'm looking forward to seeing Okla Ed. And that may sound cliche and maybe should have been in last week's chat, but I really am looking forward to seeing all these people that I converse with on a weekly basis.
I just like to meet folks, and so there's a lot of times where just through Twitter, you're used to seeing somebody's profile picture, which may be a stuffed animal or a logo, and then you get to meet them in person, and they're like, I follow you on Twitter, we've talked, and that's always fun for me to meet those people. I enjoy all of that.
Yeah, well, and I know on that note, I am pretty sure Anthony Purcell, Mr. P teacher, he and I were on Twitter talking, and it wasn't until an ed camp in Tulsa, I saw his name badge, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you're Anthony. And so we sat next to each other all day, and then we became like real friends in real life. And it wasn't, I mean, we had never met outside the Twitter sphere, and it was just really fun. And I think Rob Miller was the same way. I think we Twitter stalked each other for a while, and then we met in real life at an ed camp, and it's just really fun when you make that connection.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Okay.
Why do you think the unconference model of EdCamp works, Scott?
I think this is a great thing in general, because it really gives us freedom to do and find the PD that we are seeking, that we want to know about, and to have the conversations that will help drive us professionally. And we're not paying for this. Nobody, you know, I'm not paying a fee to go to EdCamp OKC. So this really does give me this freedom to meet those needs that I have. And I want to take a second and say hello to John. He's finally joined us. Good morning, John.
Hi, friends. Good morning.
Hi.
Johnny Curriculum, why do you think the unconference model of EdCamps works?
I think that the majority of adults don't like to be told what to do and talked at all the time. And I think the majority of adults like to have conversation and collegiality. And so that's what that does. I think most adults learn from side-by-side conversation and through experience, and not from being talked at.
I would like to say, I know nobody can see us here. Scott, you look great. Anne looks adorable. Johnny, the suit and tie. I mean, I love it when you show up ready to go for the podcast.
They say dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So I don't know what to say when you have the job you want. I don't know. I felt like wearing a suit. Now we have a job fair today. So that's it.
All right. Well, I think that the unconference model works like a lot, like both of you guys were saying. I don't want to be preached to, and the idea that you can get up, which you don't do at normal conferences, and leave, and I can leave halfway through the day if I wanted to as well. If it's not working for me, I can just get on, and that's not a typical conference that you've paid for.
Right.
Unless you're Anne and Aaron at ISTE, and then you do whatever the heck you want.
Absolutely. Shave your legs in a bathroom.
Whoa, time out.
on camera.
Blindfolded.
We got the views we needed, didn't we, Aaron?
Oh, we did.
Don Collins, at Collins_Don, said it's all that innovation the legislature says we don't use, which I thought was pretty clever.
Yeah, Drew Price, at Drew Price 11, says it embodies voice and choice, two principles necessary for effective adult learning. And that's principles, not principals.
P-L-E-S. Let's be clear on that.
Yes. This is not coming from the boss. That's why it works.
So are there any words of advice for those attending EdCamp for the first time? Like, what would you tell those people?
Well, if you're attending for the first time, quite honestly, it can be intimidating, because primarily you're used to professional development where you go here at this time, and then there at that time, and then here at this time, and you take your papers and you grade or whatever. And so I think the words of advice that I would give those people new to EdCamp is to explore as much as you can, say hello to as many people as you can. It is a friendly atmosphere, and these people, I really feel like the people that attend and that are attending EdCamp really want to improve what they're doing. They want to have better, stronger practice, and they're forward thinkers, or they wouldn't be there. So take advantage of all of that in one space.
Johnny, do you remember what you said for this question?
Yeah, I think I said get up and network, because like if you're, I think too, I said if you're going to sit there and make it awkward, it's going to be awkward. You're going to have to get up and network. And it kind of goes back to what I said a minute ago too. The whole having conversation thing, like we're going to learn through conversation. So let's facilitate it. Let's make it happen. It's going to be weird to go over and like introduce yourself to the person. But the one thing you have in common is that you're all educators. Most all of you are teachers. you have some common ground. You can at least maybe gripe about the same things for a minute and get you talking. I don't know. Spin it positive eventually, but get up and network. That's my favorite thing about it. That's been the most exponentially beneficial thing for me. I mean, this whole group are people that I randomly met through networking, through just like, hey, we're going to have a conversation. And that should be okay. We should be comfortable with professional learning in simple formats like that, I think.
And what do you think?
I think to go without expectations. I think just to go because you want to, you possibly are going to learn one thing. And that's more than what, well, a lot of times we pull back from conferences that are very structured. And I think whenever you go in with no expectations, I think that when they come back out, especially with some of the pre-service teachers that we encourage them to go, they're blown away. And like what Jonathan said, networking. You know, you don't need to, if you meet people at Ed Camp and you can't say that you went to a session that you totally got something out of, that does not mean later that, you know, because that learning relationship is going to continue to grow, and that's what's valuable at Ed Camp. So that would be my suggestion. Just go, just like you're going to go hang out, and let the learning pull you where it goes.
I like that. Megan Lloyd said, your first Ed Camp can be overwhelming, but you just have to have fun. If it isn't for you, leave the session and meet cool people like me. She was like kind of pretty on point the other night, wasn't she?
She was pretty funny. So if you were required to facilitate a session at Ed Camp, what would you choose to share? And Aaron and I kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning with the podcast, and so did Anne. John, what would you facilitate?
I have to remember that some of the things I've done before or that I'm kind of a champion for are still things that some of the maybe 300 people at Ed Camp could use. So like I would have done, you know, like Google Docs, technology, Evernote. Evernote's one of my big things. I try to shift away from some of those things every now and then and mix it up. I love brain-based learning. I think my answer to the question the other night was how we can laugh more in education. Mm-hmm. I think that's just something simple that we could all partner together and that doesn't take a whole lot of effort. You know, I had a guy say last week, Houston Kraft, I don't know if you guys have heard him, but he was talking about kindness, and he said, one of the things I've learned about kindness is that everyone that does it has the exact same amount of time as me. I think laughter is the same way, you know, doesn't take any extra time. It would be a fun conversation.
That's a good one. I kind of so, figured you would have an Evernote one.
I can't stay away. I shifted it to productivity, and I threw some other apps in there with it, but of course Evernote was a big part of that. I can't help it.
All right. Favorite question from the chat and why? Annie?
Probably Jonathan's, you know, why it works, where, you know, if it's, or I think it was his advice to Ed Campers was, you know, I love if you want it to be awkward in the room, then that's your choice. Because it is, it's, since it is all up to us, it is all your choice. So you can make it what it's going to be.
Aaron, what was your favorite question?
My favorite question was the rule of 2 feet to newbies. And like I said, the sass that was going on, the memes, the gifts that were happening around that question were so funny. I think the idea of getting up and leaving in the middle of a presentation just, like I said, liberates and gives this freedom and a sense of honoriness, maybe, that we don't normally get to experience unless we're in that world of Ed Camp. So the sass that was associated with that question was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. John, what was your favorite question of the chat you hosted?
For the record, though, Aaron likes sassy. Is that true? Is that what you're saying?
I love sass.
Okay, yeah.
That's kind of why we've been friends for so long, probably.
Right. I really like the question about who are you looking forward to seeing and meeting. I remember if you go back like 4 years, like, you know, take you three people, for example, take some of those other big names out there that are in the Oakland chats, like being so excited to have the opportunity to like shake their hands and walking up to them and being like, hi, I'm Jonathan. I follow you. And you really want them to say like, yeah, I follow you too, and I know who you are, but you're really like afraid that they might not recognize you. And anyway, I think in a weird way, that's exciting because they're these people that you learn from digitally all the time, and you finally get the chance to shake their hands and have face-to-face conversation. It's so much more authentic. I love Twitter, but I love face-to-face.
It's like meet your hero day.
What about you, Scott?
My favorite question was the whole unconference model of EdCamps, because in the grand scheme of things, this whole model is relatively new to the whole professional development ecosystem, and we're just so used to being programmed to do whatever that, you know, just the freedom to create the entire day's session from 8:30 to 9. What? Who does that? Like, who plans a meeting that way? And it works. And it's successful.
The funny thing that goes along with that is how many planning sessions go in to creating an unconference where there is no schedule built before we get there.
Oh, gosh. I know the EdCamp leaders have been crazy busy with all of that.
So, well, I think I misunderstood the question. I thought you meant, like, what my favorite tweet was. So my favorite question was, if you were to put on the board, if you're required to, like, what would you talk about? So I think it really gives a good insight to some people's passions. Mm-hmm. So that was mine. I realized after you guys were answering that I completely blew that question. So
no, that's all right. That's the next question. But I'm glad you said that, because that leads, like, some of the sessions that were proposed during that question, I mean, I just kept liking. Like, there were so many great sessions that were put up there because of that question. Good response, Anne.
Rule of 2 feet will be in full effect, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
sure. But it also gives us an idea, too, of, you know, how people are viewing these kind of things. And I think that when we have a good combination, I like that question, just because we can go back through as organizers and pull things and realize whenever if we get a crowd that we're having a hard time putting up the board, we can go back to that chat and say, okay, these are things people mentioned, and we're going to put them on there to facilitate, because some people are too scared to go up to the board in person. So that chat, that question may come back to help us.
All right. Boom sauce tweet of the night, Anne.
You
gave Johnny, so okay, Jonathan.
And it's Tyler Bridges tweets.
Yeah, I feel really like I'm not exuding humility right now, but I would like to give myself credit for my Tyler Bridges tweets. And I think the favorite one was, the rule of 2 feet exists unless Tyler Bridges walks in the room, and then it's sit back down and listen.
Right there. He texted me, and he's like, is this really starting again? I said, it's tradition.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sad he's not going to be there this year.
No, but he'll be there. Jonathan and I will make sure he'll be there. People will think he's there. He won't physically be there.
I mean, who's going to save the whales, though, if Tyler doesn't show up?
Who's going to Gandhi a backpack ride, or, you know, a piggyback ride to Ed Camp, you know, from forever? I think, wasn't that one?
Yeah.
Who's going to feed the masses if Tyler's not there?
Wesley kind of looked at us funny whenever Jonathan and I wanted to put on there, we need to plan our Tyler Bridges tweets for our Ed Camp day. Like, that needs to be on the planning doc. And
I heard the
Clinton, I think it's very important.
Down, so Tyler Bridges gave him all a piggyback ride.
Yeah. That one. Since he's not going to be there, he's getting them double as bad.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, what was your favorite Boom Sauce tweet of the night?
Mine came from @DrewPrice, and it was a very simple tweet, but the GIF is what made it. So it was basically, Okla Ed can't wait for Ed Camp. And then the GIF was a very, very excited person on a couch, just absolutely in the throes of having some sort of seizure, it looked like. But a seizure of happiness and excitement, not one of danger or worry. And I think I maybe laughed out loud and disturbed my better half, who was sitting next to me while we were participating in this. It was really funny.
So I didn't have a favorite. Well, I mean, there were so many that I didn't really feel like I wanted to try to pick one out. So I think my favorite part of the night was that we had over 100 participants in that chat. Super engaged, super excited. I mean, that really was an electric Okla Ed chat. They typically move really fast, but I was trying to tweet as Elin, but then I was also trying to tweet as Ed Camp OKC. I had both accounts going at the same time, and it was all I could do to like so many responses from within that chat. I mean, it was probably one of the busiest chats I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it was active, no doubt about it.
Well, that was Jonathan and I. We will totally take credit for that.
I think you should. I think it credit is deserved
for that.
Yeah, when you have that much awesomeness in one chat, it's just bound to.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being a part of this Okla Ed rehash, recast, retweet podcast. We still haven't quite figured the full-on name for this yet. So, but next week, Scott, why don't you tell us who's hosting the chat?
Hey, I'll be hosting it, but for real this time. I was all excited last week with my, I got my dates wrong. But it'll be all about challenging yourself as a teacher. There are always things that we can do better that we're super hesitant to do. We're scared, we're resistant. Sometimes we really dig our feet in and we have to be motivated to get out of a rut, like that commercial where the guy's in the rut eating the waffles or whatever, and his coworker's like, "You're in a rut." He goes, "Hey, I'm in a rut." So I want to have a chat focused on challenging us to get better as teachers, to try new things as teachers, to put ourselves in an uncomfortable zone as teachers, but in a way that's not willy nilly, but has been carefully thought out to help our students get better, to help us get better, and all that. So I'm really excited.
And what time does that start?
That'll be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, America, on Sunday.
And did you?
Well, I was going to see if you guys saw in the next couple weeks that we're collaborating with Colorado Chat.
Oh, yes. Excellent. That'll be cool.
Yes. So we're going to be discussing national standards, how, you know, just kind of comparing and contrasting and kind of opening that conversation. So they reached out to us and wanted to do a chat in our Sunday, and then we are going to do a chat for their Monday. And so we're going to really encourage Okla Ed to participate both days to kind of get some Colorado peeps as friends. I personally love the state of Colorado.
Yeah, that's go a Colorado.
Great
idea. Yeah. So I want to throw that in there. Just, I know you will be podcasting about it, but I'm very excited about that.
Well, that'll thank you very much. All right, Okla Ed, you know the drill. Go dominate the world.
You're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.